This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Fed defends its bold move.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Federal Reserve has two mandates: keep inflation in check and keep employment as high as possible. Yesterday, policymakers took a big step focused on the second mandate, employment. And in a Washington Post op-ed today, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is defending the decision to buy $600 billion in government bonds. It's a process called quantitative easing, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith explains from New York.
Quantitative easing is all about bonds.
Yes, my name is Bond, James Bond.
Not that Bond, but the same coming to the rescue idea. The Federal Reserve buys up Treasury bonds and other bonds from banks and prints money to buy them. That's supposed to get the ball rolling, says money manager and author Stephen Leeb.
Banks will have more money to lend. Interest rates will stay low. And both those factors hopefully will lead to stronger economic growth.
Typically, the Fed's role is to raise interest rates to control inflation or lower them to spur spending. Now that the interest rates are near zero, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke has to try something else. Karen Petru is with Federal Financial Analytics. She says quantitative easing is an extraordinary measure.
This is not what Chairman Bernanke wants to see the Fed doing. It's what he thinks he has to do.
Bernanke tried quantitative easing once before during the financial crisis. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith. For Marketplace.
The Fed's move already has central banks around the world struggling to keep up so their currencies don't rise too fast against the dollar. Global stock markets, though, seem to be pretty happy. European markets are up between 1 and 2% right now. Asian markets also closed higher. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow finished about 26 points higher at 11,215. The last time it closed at that level was September 19th, 2008. That was just a few days after Lehman Brothers collapsed. The Fed's announcement, as we said, was aimed at boosting employment. Tomorrow, we'll find out from the Labor Department what the unemployment rate was in October. Right now, it's 9.6%. So what's next for the people behind that number? Let's bring in our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jeremy.
So we're getting this big jobs number tomorrow. Where do you think the new jobs are going to be coming from, both in terms of location and industry?
All right. The jobs are healthcare.
Right.
Healthcare employment has been growing since the Great Recession and through this anemic recovery. And where are the jobs going to be? You know, they're in your major cosmopolitan cities, you know, cities that have education, healthcare, finance, information age type businesses. This is where people want to live, and this is where the job growth has been.
Now, a lot of people who have lost their jobs in the Great Recession, whether they be in big cities or small towns, are thinking maybe they'll get their old jobs back. Is that a realistic expectation, or are they going to have to really retrain themselves and change careers?
You know, I think it depends on your industry. Some industries, you know, they're doing fine and they've just had some cutbacks and they'll be rehiring. But so many industries today are shrinking. Media is a classic example. Or how about the U.S. auto industry? And if you're in that kind of an industry, you're going to have to get some education, some training, look at your skill set and say, well, okay, can I shift over to healthcare? Can I shift over into government? What about temp work? These are the kinds of things people are being forced to do.
Now, we had these big elections this week. Do you think that the government in the last couple of years has been making the long-term policy changes that it needs to make to prepare America for the jobs of the future?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Look, the government has been focused on the short term. Voters are angry. That's the message of the election. Not enough has been done in terms of jobs. But in terms of the long term job outlook, it comes down to education. But state and local governments, they're the primary players. they've been cutting back because of their big budget deficits.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. By the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information available at newsstands every Saturday. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
You may be interested to hear that I've just checked into the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles. Or maybe you could care less. Checking into places online is part of something called geolocation services. But a study out this morning from the Pew Research Center finds it's not for everyone. From Silicon Valley Marketplace's Steve Henn explains.
I have this app on my iPhone that lets me hold it up in the air and see pictures of people who are tweeting nearby. One click gives me directions to exactly where they are. And these aren't my friends. They're just random folks attached to photos.
Certainly at the moment, it's the geeks and the techies and your typical early adopters that are most likely to be using these applications.
Aaron Smith wrote the Pew Report. He found that only 4% of Americans online use these kinds of apps.
Obviously, there are some privacy issues and, you know, a lot of folks may not necessarily want everyone to know where they are at all hours of the day.
But investment and hiring in this new industry is booming. Mark Rottenberg is with the Electronic Privacy Institute.
Advertisers and service providers are very interested in getting access to information about where users are.
And Rottenberg thinks that just freaks people out. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn. For Marketplace.
Yesterday, we told you about flight attendants at Delta Airlines who were voting on whether to unionize. 49% voted in favor of a union, but they needed a majority, so the answer is no union. And finally, to the Canadian border near Detroit, a man who had just had a lucky day at a Canadian casino was traveling back into the U.S. with almost $20,000 cash in winnings. But he wanted to avoid the rule that requires you to tell authorities if you're bringing more than $10,000 across the border. So he gave half the money to his traveling companion, and both of them crossed the border with slightly less than 10 grand. Long story short, authorities figured it out, and the punishment, the government is keeping all the money. You can follow me on Twitter, at Jeremy Hobson. It's at Jeremy Hobson in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Just try convincing the people of your city you've got to downsize to survive. Detroit Mayor Dave Bing knows it won't be easy.
You've had maybe three or four generations of a family living in a particular neighborhood, and the last thing that they want to do is move.
I'm Bob Moon, the Motor City's Shrinking Pains, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing.
And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.